Hey, you're listening to She's Trying to Get By, the podcast about two girls who are quite literally just trying to get by through school and the social pressures that come with being a young adult. We're your hosts, Alexis and Jalen, and on today's episode, we're going to talk about routine setting.
That's right. We're like almost a month into school. Alexis, how's your routine going for school? Well, your weekly routine.
I feel like I just established a weekly routine this
really?
Week.
Really? What's it like?
Yeah, it's hectic. I feel like, okay, what I'll do is I'll write out the grand scheme of things, like what assignments I have for the week. So I know like everything that I have to do, and then I'll break it up day by day.
Okay.
Just so it's not overwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm trying to like get in the mindset of like not cramming everything at once, but like maybe taking 3 hours or 2 hours out of my day to do that one task just so I could break it up, because things are getting hectic too quickly.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So you're more like a planner person, you'd say.
Definitely a planner. If I don't plan, my life is just a mess.
What's your best tip for setting a routine? Like, what's the first thing you did once the school year started?
First thing I do, definitely do a brain dump. So start by looking through all of your syllabuses and go month by month. So for each month, you'll write out everything that's due and then organize that onto a calendar. And then from there, take it week by week. Don't try to plan 2 weeks ahead, because then you're going to get overwhelmed. And if things don't go as to planned, you're just going to get frustrated with yourself. So what I do is just on Sunday night, I'll be like, okay, the week starting on Monday, this is what I have to do. I'm planning it out. I'm doing a brain dump. I'm saying the things that I have to do for school, the things I have to do for my personal life, the things that I have to do for work. Jot it all down in the messiest way possible to get your thoughts out on a piece of paper, and then you'll organize it by which is the most important to you.
Do you have like a specific day? Like, do you do it on Sunday or something?
Like, a Sunday night is very ideal to me. If like Sunday night is hectic and I'm just over it, sometimes I'll honestly end up doing it in the middle of the week. Like, Monday and Tuesday will be a mess. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is like perfect.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm honestly not perfect. I'm still trying, so.
It's okay.
So what about you? What's your routine setting like?
Oh, gosh. It's definitely, it's currently September 26th, and I think I'm still just setting my routine. I think the last few weeks, it's been a little all over the place, where I'm just figuring things out, what works and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, definitely week by week does help, even like just a few days in advance, mm-hmm, like thinking definitely of what to do. Also, I already have like my schedules like memorized, so I know what not to do the night before. So for example, I have two days where I have 8 a.m. classes, so I know the night before like not to stay up late so that I'm not so burnt out and groggy the next day. But yeah, I think first memorizing my schedule definitely helps. But you know what? I think what helps me and motivates me the most is, one, having a vision board, and then two, watching like any content for inspiration. I mean, you make vision boards, right?
Oh my gosh, I love vision boards. I can't live without them.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, how do you do them? I do mine on Pinterest.
Yeah, I do mine on Pinterest, and then I'll download like all of my images to my camera roll, and then I'll organize it on Canva.
Yeah. Yeah, same. On Pinterest, I did this in August, like late August, a vision board for the next 4 months, 3 months, just basically the first semester. Mm-hmm. And I heard this tip from TikTok. There was, I forgot the girl's name, but she made a TikTok basically saying that the best way to manifest with a vision board is to really pinpoint what time frame you want to achieve this in. So for example, you want to achieve something in, let's say, the springtime. You want to, you have like 3 goals. You make a vision board just for the springtime and put the pictures of those 3 goals. So I tried that recently just for school. Well, first I had to like write down what exactly I wanted. So I said like productivity, good health. So I put like pictures of like healthy foods that I would like to eat and pictures of Pilates, working out, yoga. And then I also put stuff that I want to get into for school. So for example, podcasting, I put pictures of girls recording a podcast or just like a mic and like a podcast setup. I think I also put outfits that I want to try. Like, I really try to envision myself, like, what I want my life to look like within the first semester of school. But yeah, if you're a vision board girly, like, I definitely recommend making a vision board for, like, the type of routine slash lifestyle you're trying to achieve for the next few months or year even.
I think I'm definitely going to do that, honestly, because I feel so overwhelmed with, like, everything that I want to get done personally and then like school wise mm-hmm. and I just need to narrow it down so I have like a clear vision of where yeah. I'm going.
And honestly, like, it's fun to just like kind of daydream about your ideal lifestyle and then like just seeing it on a board. I think that also helps when you do make a vision mm-hmm. board. Like, you got to make sure to look at it to really motivate you and inspire you to keep implementing those types of things into your life.
No, I definitely agree. Like, I'll put mine as like my laptop screensaver or have a copy on my wall. And every now and then I'll be like, okay, what did I actually achieve from this? Or what am I still working on? Or what do I need to improve? It honestly helps you because sometimes you'll look at it and be like, what the hell am I doing with my life? It really gives you that push you need.
You also watch content or follow influencers who really inspire you and motivate you to have a good routine, right?
Mm-hmm, I do. So one of my favorite girlies right now is, I believe her name is Aaliyah, and then one is Kiara. Aaliyah and Kiara, I believe. If I say their names wrong, please forgive me. But they're both from Atlanta, and they're both like that girl, if you know what I mean. Like, wake up, Pilates. Oh, and Brianna, sorry. I can't forget Brianna, but like wake up, Pilates, Starbucks, just the whole nine. And I'm like, how are they doing this all in the 12 hours that they're awake, and what am I doing wrong? But I also try not to beat myself up because I know that we do both live different lifestyles. Like, being a full-time student and a full-time content creator is two different things. But just seeing that, like, even though they still have busy lives, even though it's different from mine, they wake up early, they get their stuff done, they don't complain, they do it. And it's actually motivating to see, like, women doing that. You know what I mean? I feel yeah. like that sounds so cliche, but it's so, like, refreshing to actually be like, okay, she's doing it, I have no excuses.
And there's definitely something, like, satisfying when watching those types of influencers. Like, mm-hmm. like it does motivate you to try to reset your whole routine and lifestyle. Even 100%. If it's like, yeah, even if it's unrealistic, because honestly, most people, like influencers who like do day in a life type videos or, I don't know, like tips videos, they may not do those exact things every single day, you mm-hmm. know. So even if it is a little unrealistic, it's still like, it's good to, I guess, idealize that type of routine and the way they live.
Yes. And I actually have a point kind of based on that. Like, we know, like, influencers, not everything we see is reality. But connecting to that point, I also want to emphasize, create realistic routines for yourself.
Yeah.
I'll explain. So there was this one time, I believe it was like early in the summer, I was like, okay, every morning I'm waking up at 5 a.m. I'm doing an hour walk. I'm going to have breakfast. I'm going to do a workout. I'm going to have shower. I'm going to get everything done. And I'm going to stick to this every single day of the week. Okay. I did it one day and that was it. One day and that was
it. That's usually how it goes.
Yes. Because I feel like when we set routines, we do such a drastic jump.
Yeah.
It's so hard for you to get in that mindset of, okay, this is achievable, when you're mm-hmm. going from not doing something at all to doing it every 7 days a week. So what I've learned is set realistic routines by making realistic time frames. So instead of you saying, okay, every morning I'm waking up at 5 a.m., say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to wake up at 6:30. The day after, I'll wake up 10 minutes earlier and 10 minutes earlier and 10 minutes earlier until I could get to 5 o'clock. Make it easier for yourself. Yeah. Because when you wake up that 5 o'clock morning and your brain is dreading it, your body's dreading it, that's the same feeling you're going to have the next morning, and your body's just going to shut it down.
I heard about that somewhere where, like what you said, it's hard to make such a drastic change all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And they recommend just like doing little things at a time. I don't know. Let's say somebody just says, like, out of nowhere, decides to lose weight, work out every morning, wake up at 5 a.m., have so many things that they want to do, lessen their phone screen time, read a book. Like, they all want to do that in one day, every single day. They're not going to succeed mm-hmm. After the first 1 or 2 days. You know, instead, like, I guess, start waking up early the next day, or start reading just like 2 pages of a book in 3 days. Like, it should be like a step-by-step type of thing, like a gradual reset, a gradual change.
I agree.
What changes have you made then since you started school?
Since I started school, I've actually surprisingly have been going to bed at like a decent mm-hmm. time. I'd say maybe the few odd nights I go to bed after 1. But for the most part, I've been sleeping by like 11:30, 10:30 sometimes. And that's like really weird for me sometimes. Like, actually last night I was sitting there and I was like, I go to bed early. Like, I feel like such an old grandma.
But that's good. Falling asleep in the PM is the goal.
I know. And I don't take naps anymore.
That's good. I think I did the same. I'm way worse. I think ever since I finished school last year and we had like that 4 month summer break, I always slept around mm-hmm. 3 to 7 a.m. So thank God I'm not doing that anymore, especially since I have 8 a.m. classes. I started sleeping between like 11 to 2 at like the latest, which is like, that's fine for me. Like, that's a change. I'm still working on it, but mm-hmm. like, that's a change at least.
Exactly, still working on it, but you'll get there. Honestly, you'll get there. No, I was gonna say that's a big change for you, JJ, though, because you JJ would be awake and the birds are chirping.
Oh my god, that was literally like not even like a month ago I was doing that. Also, is it just me? My screen time for my phone significantly decreased, which I'm actually quite proud about.
Oh, not me.
Yeah?
Not me. Not me.
Because you know what? Before, my screen time was like, it was bad. It was like 12 to 14 hours. I think there was days in the summer where it was like 18 hours, which is bad.
Oh my gosh.
That's but you know what it is now?
What?
2 hours.
Oh,
last week it was 2 hours. Isn't that crazy?
Stop.
I was like, no way. They did something wrong. Like, I definitely use my phone for more than 2 hours, but I was like, now that I think about it, I don't use my phone that much.
Please tell me how.
Throughout the week.
Tell me how.
I don't know.
I need the sauce, because mine is not like drastically crazy, but mm-hmm. I feel like I'm always running to my phone when I'm bored.
Yeah, but like, that's literally everyone though. Like, mm-hmm. it's hard to drop that habit.
I agree.
Especially if you have lots of time to kill in school or even during a class.
Mm-hmm.
the first thing is to go on your phone, do something on there, check social media or listen to music. Yeah, I don't blame you. It's definitely, I don't know what, I don't understand. I was like, that's such a lie.
But honestly.
But, yeah.
No, but I was going to say, like, you're super into reading. Like, do you think that's a part of it? Are you reading instead of going on your phone?
I mean, I try to. I mean, ever since school started, I don't read that much anymore. I don't know. I think it's because of, I'm always at school and at work mm-hmm. now. And then I also try to just keep my phone to the side. I don't know. My laptop screen time mm-hmm. is definitely, it definitely replaced my phone screen time. So I don't yeah. know. I probably am still in the same boat, but I mean, that was cool to see though. 2 hours screen time.
Yeah, no, that's insane. Like, I'm still trying to wrap my head around that.
But right? That's
crazy.
I was so shook.
Oh my gosh. But no, but speaking about like social media and like screen time or whatever, mm-hmm. how important do you think it is to cut out your screen time when you are in school?
Oh, I do think it is important. Like screen time as in for leisure activity, going on social media. Screen mm-hmm. time is different if you're like always like working on something, I'd say. But
yeah
if it for most people it's a distraction. Like if it is a distraction to you, it's mm-hmm. it's really important to lessen your social media consumption. But it's hard, but like it's possible. Like I know you've started doing that, right?
Yeah, like one thing that I find really helpful to cut out my screen time when I know I should be focused on something for school or my internship or whatever it is, definitely D&D. And this new D&D mm-hmm. update is playing no games. Like, I don't hear a thing. So.
Oh, really? I still haven't used it yet.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to change your life. Like, you won't even remember, like, your phone is on. It's just the best thing. So, definitely suggest putting your phone on D&D. Or if you really lack the discipline, turn off your phone, put it yeah. in your basement or the furthest place in your house, go back in your room, and you're not going to have enough energy to go and get it until you're done working.
You do that? You've done it a few times.
A few times. Not all the time. I'm not there yet. I'm not yeah. that disciplined yet. I've done it a few times, and it's like worked for like an hour.
Yeah, like we said, it takes baby steps.
Baby steps, exactly. We're still trying, guys.
Exactly.
We're not perfect yet. We're not.
Check your screen time right now, actually.
Oh my gosh, let's see.
I feel like I'm such a liar. There's no way it's 2 hours per week.
Let me see.
Yeah, wait. Let me just check. Oh. Never mind, I am a liar. Mine's 9 hours.
That is not bad at all. Oh, and guys, another tip, I'm seeing this on my, as I check my screen time, is to put timers on your social media apps.
So, oh my gosh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. I've never tried it.
It's so clutch. It like literally locks you out of the app when your time is up, and you could set it for like an hour, 2 hours, however long you need.
I need to do that with TikTok. I think that's the app that, like, puts me down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, TikTok, like, once you start scrolling, you can't stop.
I think, because usually, like, after a closing shift, I go home, I, like, get ready for bed, get comfy, get settled, and then I notice I have a habit of going on TikTok for, like, an hour plus.
Yes.
I was like, I could have done something else.
That's the thing. It's always, like, after the fact, you're like, oh my gosh, I could have used this time to work on the assignment that I keep, like, crying about. Or, like, something else. But it's just, like, in the moment, it's so satisfying. But after, it's, like, doesn't feel like it's worth it.
So, what are your goals for this week in terms of improving your routine?
Hold on, give me a second. I had one, but I lost it.
I think, okay, for me, I'm gonna try. Oh my God. I'm gonna try reading before bed at an early time.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because, okay, yeah, like I said earlier, I don't read as much as I did in the summer because I have more to do throughout my day, like schoolwork and like my job. And then when I do rest, I do go on my phone and stuff. But this time, like when I'm resting and like trying to fall asleep, I might as well get my reading in and just read before sleeping instead of going on my phone till I pass out.
That's a good idea. And sometimes reading makes you even more tired, so you'll probably fall asleep faster.
Yeah. And it's good for your eyes.
I heard that as well. I definitely need that because I'm legally blind.
Or better for your eyes, I mean. Like, it's better than staring at
Oh.
your phone screen.
I was gonna say, girl, if there's
Yeah.
something I need to know.
I mean, I can't blame you if you have bad eyesight. I don't know if reading is gonna improve it that much, but it's better than looking at a phone screen and then like being exposed to the blue light.
Oh yeah,
Yeah, before you go
100%.
to bed.
100%. But I think my goal for this week, I'm gonna do what you did. I'm gonna make a short-term vision board, and then I'm also gonna try to read before bed. Like
Two
20
goals.
minutes, two
Yeah.
goals. 20 minutes
20
before
minutes is
bed.
solid.
Yeah, just to unwind.
Just to unwind.
Maybe a little
And
glass of
I
wine,
was
my
gonna say,
book.
have a cup of tea.
A cup of tea. Are
She's
you talking about
drinking wine
wine?
before bed.
Oh,
After a
wine
long
really
day,
makes you
obviously.
tired. After a long day, sometimes it's well deserved.
Yeah. All right. That's all we have for today's episode. We'll update you on our goals for this week on the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in. This has been She's Just Trying to Get By with Alexis and
There's
Jalen.
no just in our name.
'Kay. Thanks for tuning in. This has been She's Trying to Get By with Alexis and Jalen.
And we'll see you on the next one.
Bye, guys.